Done Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I am your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I am your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
So, very exciting stuff over here today. Well, I don't know if exciting is the right word, but this is no joke, all realsies, signs of getting older, but I now go get Tums because I think I'm starting to get acid reflux.
Oh, you're just starting on the Tums phase of life now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I've been, the Tums aren't bad. Do you get the chewables or do you get the hard Tums?
I get the chewables.
Yeah, okay, those are the better ones.
Yeah.
I was against Tums or for some reason didn't like taking Tums just because it felt like I was getting older. But then I realized it's like painless to do and it's like, why not? They just make you feel better. So like, just eat some Tums.
It is, you know? Nice. It is nice, yeah. No, I've been having like this like, yeah, like this heartburn kind of like thing. Like right around, you know, my breastbone, I guess is what it's called. And just like, dang, need to start taking Tums now. Gotta fight off the acid.
Yeah, gotta get that. I usually take some Tums before I go to sleep, just because it makes me sleep a little bit easier. Sometimes when I lay down on my back, I get like huge acid reflux, like big time, bigly.
I've noticed bigly acid reflux. See, I've noticed it when I sleep on my stomach. Maybe it's because I'm pressing on my chest that like it almost like upsets it or like irritates it. That when I sleep on my side or back, it feels better.
Well, it doesn't get any better. It's once you introduce Tums to your life, they will never go away. Tums are there to stay.
Yeah. I've been trying to also just avoid eating acidic things, but it's so good. I love the spicy.
The spicy is good. Apparently also red meat's pretty bad, but like, I can't stop that. See, here's the thing. It's like, I could probably stop taking Tums if I cut out all the things that like causes like acid and
that
stuff
are
like
good.
That. Yeah, that are good, basically. Yeah, that's kind of the point with it. And I start, like, going down the list. It's like, can I eat a sandwich at Potbelly's? No, absolutely not. And it's like, well, what am I going to have for lunch then? Like, yeah. Nothing. If I stop eating everything, then I can cut Tums out of my life.
I had some yogurt the other day. That really actually, it felt nice. I was like, oh, this is good. I mean,
some good gurt.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I do love yogurt. But yeah, it was really nice. I think because I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think yogurt is base oriented on the pH scale. Please don't get mad at me if I got that wrong. But
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's all you.
I think the creamy factor was the part that really hit home, and I was like, ooh, that's nice.
I like all the food claims that we make and don't really have any, like, we don't look up anything beforehand. We're like, yep, yogurt's a vegetable. Anyways, moving on.
Well, that's just more reason for people to tweet at us. And going to do a little plug here. You can tweet at us at PatchPotchRND and join our R&D team.
You can send us all your corrections to our Twitter.
Yeah, you can, again, please don't get mad. Just get informed. I don't know. I think there might be something there. But the point is that, yes, please tweet at us all of the things that we did wrong and the corrections to it and your board game ideas because we love them.
Yeah, we mostly need the latter. But if you also want to just angrily tweet at us the stuff that we got wrong in the episode, that would be fine as well.
We'll take your suggestions, chew them up like Tums, and make them go down to cool the hot, hot fires of acid.
Yep. Pretty much, yeah, I think we're done here. All right,
let's wrap it up.
good podcast. No, okay. Miss Dunn would kill us.
Yeah, we gotta come up with something. So listeners, a little bit of a inside baseball behind the curtain. This idea we actually vaguely talked about. This was at a happy hour office, you know, meetup. We were, you know, just chatting, just having fun. And we like to try to separate work and play, but when your work is literally play, sometimes that's hard to do. So we just kind of had some scratch the surface of this idea. So I'd really love if DJ, if you and I could finally nail down and, you know, get everything figured out of our legacy style salesman game, salesperson, sorry, salesperson game.
Okay, yeah, I do recall this when we had first brought this up within the happy hour. As you were mentioning, you know, lines can get blurred in the board game biz when you are out during the happy hour. So yeah, let's hash this out. I think you remember the most of it. I honestly don't remember much of what we had spoken about before. So if you want to, like, just if you've got some initial ideas for this, I'm interested to hear what you've got to say.
Yeah. So,
and then we can build from there.
Yeah. So salesperson, you can be an actual salesperson. You can be, you know, this doesn't have to be your full-time job, but what I'm imagining it is, and this is a little bit more of a adventure into not as concrete board games. I know in the industry nowadays, there are sometimes, you know, air
Ooh,
quotes.
Office doggy.
Oh, office doggo in there. It is bring your dog to work. Oh, yeah. I kind of hear her.
Yeah. It is bring your dog your work today, or work day. It's also bring your dog to work basically every single day. So sometimes you'll hear that, but that's just the little puppers.
There you go. But yeah.
So sorry, yes, go on. You're talking about like an augmented reality game.
Yes, yes. Essentially, the game itself is a set of rules and a set of, I guess, point tracking with maybe like a leaderboard that you sign into. And yes, we're involving a video game aspect at this point, and I'm sorry, but there was just no other way, at least I could, unless, hold on, let me actually scratch that real quick. But it is a set of rules that, you know, you get shipped to you, print out online, whatever you do, you know, you buy it and blah blah blah. It gives you all of the various ways that you can earn points, be it selling more difficult items, wearing more ridiculous outfits as you sell it, sell items that are at a lower, like, what am I trying to say, demand. You know, selling a wakeboard or a jet ski in Florida is going to be much easier than selling a jet ski in Idaho, you know? So like that's like just like different point value. I mean, I don't know the jet ski demand in Idaho. I just really took a stab at it. Point is that based off of, you know, trends and stuff, that is how the points are allocated or how much you get when you sell something. And this is, yes, this is reality too. You as the salesperson are actually selling something. So you get to get some money off of this game, but then the part where again it becomes a game, and who knows, maybe we could even do like it's a year-long event that you get to try to sell things based on various conditions or whatever. And then the leaderboard, I guess it would have to be either us or someone that when you buy the game, the money goes towards the fees of the upkeep of the leaderboard. But I'm imagining just a person in a house in the middle, the most central area of the country, again, at least for America. Who knows if we go
somewhere
to the world,
in Kansas.
Yeah, somewhere in Kansas or Nebraska, just sitting there in a house, and whenever a salesperson wants to come in and log their scores, again, you need some kind of physical proof, you need some kind of, you know, actual validation that you did the thing, that you made those sales. But I think that's as easy as, you know, getting a picture with the person or having like a signed, you know, I bought this thing, almost like a receipt type thing. Having that there when you bring it to our, and in fact, I think for the sake of the game, this person will have to legally change their name to Leaderboard. So you bring it to Leaderboard and they log your points. And who knows, maybe there's like a monthly mailer that goes out that you can see who's at the top of the leaderboard, you know, where you rank and so on and so forth, in order to truly find out who is the best salesperson.
Well, okay, so you have a lot of ideas out right now, and I have a few suggestions.
Go for it.
So, okay, so instead of a central location in Kansas, what if there was like a hub? Like, what if we set up like a bunch of different kind of like ATM things in a lot of different sort of major cities? Because that'll cover like the most ground of it, you know? And I'm also imagining like this should be something much like, a Pokemon Go scenario where there's an app that you use and that's how you can track these kind of things. I don't know if we're in the app biz, you know, we don't really have many programmers here at Patch Potch, but it sounds like something on a national scale here might be better to have like a phone app. Is that something that we can do? Is that something that we can explore in this scenario?
I love it. I think that would work, and it would almost be like, you know, your censure contracts. It's very, very underground sales coming through and different various items and assignments that you have to get. So now I'm almost imagining like the video game Hitman, where you get, you know, a little beeper on your app and it says sell 14 number two pencils.
Oh, that's perfect.
At this office. And you have to go and do it in that amount of time.
Here's what it is. Yeah, so you buy the board game and it's just a pager, or it's just like a beeper. And all it is that you get different sort of pages to tell you to go to a specific ATM that are all throughout, like we set them up like all throughout the city.
Drop boxes.
Yeah, they're like lock boxes. Yeah. And then when you get like a code, and you're also competing with other salespeople to get to this lock box first. And it's like, get to this location and use the combination lock on this lock box to open it up and sell whatever it is. And then you like deposit like the contract into like, I don't know, that central location, like an ATM or something like that. And then that like logs your score. So it's like you get to that location at the lockbox, you open it up and you find like a number two pencil and then maybe like a chewed up eraser. And like your first objective is to find someone that you can sell that to. And you've got like different sort of like, if you make like a ton of money off of it, then you get a bunch of points. And then there's like also like categories and tiers of like, if you sell it for like 2 cents, like you still get points, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
And then maybe you get less assignments in the future.
I like all this, but I think the one way that we kind of flip that too is that maybe a bunch of assignments go out at once and it shows you, it doesn't tell you what you're selling, but it does tell you what the certain point allocation is, and of course higher point allocation is more difficult items to sell.
Yeah,
so you could go for the low point ones, again just like a number two pencil and, you know, a lottery ticket. But the high one
it's an already scratched lottery ticket.
Yeah, an already scratched lottery, a loser lottery ticket, known loser lottery ticket.
It's visible to everyone and you can already see that it's lost.
But then like the hard one is like a PlayStation, a beat up PlayStation 1, like really, really crappy. Not because at first I was thinking a PlayStation 1 might actually be able to be sold, but I don't know. Maybe that's just because there would be only certain buyers for it. But still,
I'd buy a PlayStation 1.
But would you buy a really crappy beat up PlayStation 1?
Probably. I mean, depends if it still works. You know, maybe.
Fair enough.
Does it come with any games? These are the kind of questions that buyers know. Oh, okay, well, no games. Probably not then. I don't have a place to get games.
Exactly. So just like, I'm just thinking, obviously, higher point things are like really obscure, just crazy things.
Yeah. So there's like elements of geocaching, elements of it's augmented reality. It's this AR salesperson game. I mean, this is basically as far as a board game as you can get. But, you know, I think this is, like, something, you know, in terms of experimental games, you know, like Patch Potch we like to delve into, like, a little bit. I can see us producing this.
So maybe we can make a little bit of a communal board style. Maybe it's this. Maybe there's still the lockboxes. Maybe there's still the assignments that you get. But it's not as like random. It's not at just like whatever time. Maybe part of the game is that, you know, when you buy it, it comes with potentially multiple pagers of, and you know, you want to play with multiple people, obviously. No. It comes with one, and you get, it's like Saturdays at 3 o'clock. It tells you an address to meet up at, and you go there and you meet with multiple other people, other, you know, sales people that are there to obviously play this week's or whatever round's game. So there could be just two people, you could be by yourself, or there could be, you know, 100 other people at this location all meeting up. Then perhaps to see, maybe we can have like a team type element, you roll die and you can like pick who you think would be a good salesperson. And maybe this is another kind of element of throwing other salespeople off. Maybe you show up in, you know, flip-flops, a tourist or a Salty Dog Cafe t-shirt, and you know, ripped jeans, but on the inside, or when you Superman run into your booth, you flip and become the most dignified or sharp-dressed salesperson ever.
And what would be like the point of like showing up to like throw the other people's off on like your salesman scent?
Yes. Because you're kind of, because again, I mean, we could just go with, they just go and like sell, and then there'll be a leaderboard that's posted or sent to people so they can see where they ranked at the end of whatever amount of period. But I want to incorporate, or I want to come up with some kind of idea where, in board game fashion, you're actually like coming together, and who knows, maybe there is an actual board involved in it, and you move your piece based off of how many points you get or how many assignments you complete. And then again, it's a lockbox style that as soon as the day is done, the board recedes back into a box and is locked up until the next play session.
This is, this is very complicated.
Again, that's just a potential idea. We don't have to incorporate that. Again, I'm just trying to come up with some kind of way to get all of these salespeople into one hub, at least for portions of the game, or, you know, portion of the game.
So, okay, what if, all right, let's just take like some random city, I don't know, Cincinnati.
Perfect.
And in Cincinnati, you've got your little app that's full of like the leaderboards of all the different salespeople. And that leader, let's say that leaderboard then is then broken up into like multiple different like cul-de-sacs. And then within that, you can see who, depending on how populated and how many people are playing the game, you can see who's like the top in that area. But then it can build up then, and you can see who's like the top in like larger areas. And that's like, there's the ranking system of like regional managers, or like national is like the top like spot that you want to get.
Yeah.
So what if there was ways that you can, when you first pick up your little beeper, it'll just give you assignments in that area. And depending on how dedicated you are to the game and how much blood, sweat, and tears you're willing to put into it, that's when you can start getting other assignments. If you start like getting to the top of your cul-de-sac, then you can get to the top of like another like area outside of that, and you just kind of keep going. So like the potential for overlap of multiple salespeople like crossing paths is higher. I mean, that's kind of my idea. It's like, you know, it's, we let it, the community grow organically, where there's not really like a place where like everyone has to kind of come together. What's up?
I think that's a really good idea of having like different rankings and different like leaders and stuff. I think we go one step further too. And again, it can be by city, it can be by region, it can be however. And again, yeah, the community takes control of it. But what if instead of just every, you know, person for themselves, just doing whatever, making sales, what if you do, at least once you hit a certain score, or if you get picked up by, what if we make, like, teams? The National Sales Association, or, well, NFL stands for National Football League, the National Sales League. Is that a bad thing? NSL? I don't even know.
The NSL? I've never heard. I can look up. Let's take a look real quick to see if the NSL is anything. Let's pause real quick. NSL. No, we're keeping it in line. NSL stands for... how many teams are in the NSL? National Soccer League. So that's probably... that seems to be a pretty big one.
Okay. Well, that's fine. It doesn't have to necessarily be the NSL, but I'm imagining a league style game now where, again, you, if you're in Cincinnati and you're selling and you're climbing that individual leaderboard, maybe you get picked up by the Cincinnati Pagers and they want to contract you as a part of their team. And again,
okay,
it would be a communal thing. That's when you meet up with your fellow Pagers and, you know, strategize and be like, okay, hey, I actually have a work trip out in Oregon. I'm heading out to Salem. Is Salem a spot in Oregon? I don't know. Salem.
There might be a Salem, Oregon, but Salem's in Massachusetts. Are you talking about the witches?
No, I don't know. My geography is all messed up in my head now after I said that. Whatever. Let's go to a different spot. Seattle, Washington. If you're flying out to Seattle, Washington for a work trip anyway, you're like, oh, I'll go out there and try to pick up some, you know, some, whatever we come up with a game's name. I'll go out there and try to pick up some jobs there to try and steal from the Seattle,
Seattle Suits.
The Seattle Suits.
This could be good then, because then you can also, like, if you're on a team then, and say one of your teammates is struggling, being like, hey, I've had this handful of rubber bands on my, like, assignment board forever, and I can't seem to sell them. And,
yes.
And you've got someone else who's like, hey, I know someone who's looking for a handful of rubber bands. Let's switch assignments here, and then we'll score some points for our team then.
Yep. Because when you're assigned something, you cannot move on in assignments until you sell it. You can't give up on a
contract. You can give it to someone else. You can give it to, if you're on a team, you can trade assignments.
Yeah.
And be like, I know, you know, someone needs this used toothpick. let's trade assignments.
I know someone who needs this used toothpick.
Yeah, I got a guy down at the bar who is really looking for just like a bunch of used toothpicks. I don't know what he's making them for, what he's doing with them, but he pays top dollar for used toothpicks. It encourages trading and selling and just like passing information. We got to find a place to get all of these crazy and wacky items. I've mostly just been pitching out like trash, but there's I'm sure some sort of place. I don't know, maybe if we could like get this board game registered at like a donation center and people can donate things.
Yeah, either that or when you it's like eBay, except for instead of putting something up and you listing the price, you just give it. And you know what? And this is the thing, is that when the salesperson goes and sells it, they don't keep any of the money. Obviously, the money that they get logs for more points, but whoever is the one that donates it gets the money. So it's honestly very hassle-free. If you have some trash and stuff that you think that people want to buy, you send it, you know, you pay for shipping, sorry. But then whatever that item sells for, we send the money back.
So like a rent a salesperson shtick.
Exactly. But the only cost is whatever it takes to ship it to us. And then we distribute the stuff out to, you know, all over these various Dropbox locations. And then, you know, they pick up the assignments. We divvy it out. Like, if someone wants to sell their car on this service,
yeah, more power to them. Yeah,
yeah, they can sell their car. But again, I mean, it's not going to go through CarMax or a reseller or any. Well, I guess it's not going to go through an official reseller. But you know, you get to keep 100% of the profit of whatever it is. Now, granted,
well, I think the salespeople should get a little bit of it for doing the work, unless they're just doing it for the love of the sale. You know, only the dedicated get this game.
Well, you know, if we're already going down in this league style thing, maybe once we hit mainstream, we can start to talk to some sponsors.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Staples is probably a good
look. I am literally looking at a Staples ad on my computer right now, and I was about to say Staples.
Seems perfect. So, if we can get, you know, what if... what if we could like talk to Microsoft too and see if we can get Clippy to come back and just be the mascot for this game?
The mascot, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and, like,
so good.
There's a little picture of Clippy on every single one of the drop boxes. Thing, yeah. Like saying, like, good luck to you.
It looks like you're trying to make a sale.
It looks like you're trying to sell this iPhone case.
This iPhone case that says, I'm my own neighbor.
This iPhone case that's got half of the bedazzling still on it from 2004.
Might I suggest this? Oh, maybe you can, like, maybe there is, like, a system where you can kind of cash in, like, aside from just your raw score points, maybe you kind of get, for doing the harder ones, you can cash in, like, suggestions, or you get more data on the surrounding area. You get, you know, like, hey, like, this neighborhood is, like, you know, whatever demographic and age group. This neighborhood is this demographic and this age group. So you can kind of get some insight into, okay, so I'm going to have some more success potentially selling this item here. And that's up to the salesperson. And obviously that's just, you know, their own raw talent shining through of how well they can sell with the information given.
We could really try to milk the microtransactions and have, like, in-app purchases where, yeah, you can get...
Oh, man.
We've got three different kinds of currency, and each one of them only buys a specific thing. And,
wow.
And one of those is hints for, you know, where the last salesperson had, like, made a sale.
So the only board / physical component of this game is just the trash that we're giving people.
Uh-huh.
and the pager. Yeah, and the pager.
Which is actually an ankle bracelet that, you know, it's a once you put it on, you cannot take it off.
When you join the game, you are the game.
Yeah.
Or the game is you.
This sounds like a perfect and very good game. I'm sure that there's going to be no problems getting this off the ground.
Exactly. Look, it's a little bit of a departure from what we normally do, but, you know, I kind of wanted to spice it up, and I'm glad that we landed here.
Yeah, I think, you know, board games... You know, sometimes there's not even a board in a board game, so it's harder to even say, call, like, any game a board game. Like, would you consider, like, Splendor a board game? It's not even a board. So
Yeah, it's cards and chips and stuff.
Yeah. So, hard to consider that. I would consider this also to be a board game.
Yeah, and actually, Mansions of Madness comes, or you have to play along with an app. So, much like that game, you have to play along on our app.
Yep. You gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
This, I think we didn't really define, like, the head winner of, like, whoever gets, like, the most sales. I think they should be, like, you don't get money for it, but we should pitch in to, like, send people on trips to Hawaii. Because I think that's where, like, a lot of salespeople get, or, like, when there's those kind of functions, like, the top seller at different companies will get, like, usually a trip to Hawaii, or, like, maybe they do get a car themselves. You know, something of that nature. Something to aspire to get to the top.
Okay. No, I like that. I mean, obviously, or at least first things first, can we agree that there's going to be a trophy that goes to,
absolutely.
The team that does the best?
A trophy, a ribbon, a framed piece of paper.
A crown.
What's that?
A crown? Or is that too
gaudy? Oh, a crown, yeah. I think a crown's a good idea, too. There's a lot of different... I think there should be, like, a lot of different categories that we can give out, just random stuff. But, you know, only a few people get them out of, I assume, the thousands of players that will be playing this game.
Yes. Yes. No, I was going to say, I do think that it is, again, this is a nationwide... At least, again, hey, maybe we can expand into other countries and start going international. But for now, let's start small and just do all of America.
Yeah, let's start a little just... We don't want to take over the whole world yet. We want to start fairly small.
Realistic goals.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is a great idea. You know, I can only imagine the fever dream that's going to be like the New York Stock Exchange. All of those players going to be there in one space. You know, it's going to be a huge gang on gang. Because once like we release this gang or we release this game and all of the different sort of New York Stock Exchange people pick different teams, it's going to be a massacre there.
Yeah. I mean, New York already has so many different all, you know, national sports teams. You've in baseball, you've got the Yankees and the Mets. Mm-hmm. In football, you've got the Jets and the Giants. I'm sure I'm leaving, or I don't know. Maybe I'm
there's multiple teams. But all the salespeople, like, it's, you know, without, it goes without saying, there's probably more salespeople living in New York than there are, athletes there, professional athletes, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So there's going to be so many different teams there, and it's going to be just, it's going to be wild. I actually can't wait till we release all these different sort of geocaches for these salespeople to go out and find.
Yeah. Maybe New York specifically will be divided up by, you know, like boroughs and neighborhoods. You've got the Brooklyn beepers.
The Brooklyn beepers.
And,
mm-hmm.
And the...
Well, hold on. How about this? What if... I mean, I don't want us to make the teams. I want this to be like guild style where, like, you can start one on your own. Yeah, you should name your team something business related just so that people can know that you guys are serious.
Yeah, you mean business.
Yeah.
Is that the title? Did we just land on a title randomly? You mean business?
Oh, is that what we want the name to be? Yeah, that is a good thing to sort of convey that this all the power is in your hands, you know? You are the one that means business.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You mean business. Okay. I mean, we can definitely workshop it, but I'm really liking that. But yes, no, I agree also with the guild style. We don't set up the teams. They set up their own teams. And again, it is a community-driven game. Who knows? Maybe with these hot spots like New York and LA. I don't know. I assume there's lots of other salespeople, other metropolitan areas. But they can do like drafts if they really wanted to. Or again, like send like contracts to different people who are up and coming. You mean business players? Saying, oh, if you join us, we'll give you the best contracts, or we'll let you choose, you know, third in our lineup, which, you know, I don't know, on a prestigious team, that could mean quite a lot.
And then the spinoff of this game is that there's the fantasy You Mean Business, where other people who don't want to participate in the sales just pick the salespeople that are playing the game, and then you make a team out of that. Like, if you wanted to draft someone, yeah, and then it just keeps going from there. Just fantasy league as well, where you just keep making the players that play the fantasy league teams.
And the fantasy league is called big business.
Mm. The fantasy league should be called like make believe business, or like what if business.
Oh, I like that. We'd have to get them involved, but DreamWorks business.
Dreamy business. Dream business, something of that nature. Yeah, so there's a lot of potential with this, of just additional sort of support of having, if you don't want to make yourself be the salesperson, you can just pretend to pick them on your team.
Yeah, play along.
You mean business manager.
Oh, there we go. Yep. That's the fantasy. You mean business manager.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is a great game. I can't wait to... I probably would be bad at this. I don't think I would be a very good salesperson, but...
I don't think I would be a good one either. I think I would...
I'd wait till the fantasy game comes out.
There we go. I think I'd be good at selling stuff, but I wouldn't get a lot of money for it. I'd make a lot of people disappointed.
You know, I think... It will just leave the salespeople up to it, where they will be the ones to...
They prove, you know, themselves.
Yeah. Okay, so you mean business. There's not really a way for people to go first in this one. This is kind of just a free-for-all as far as turns, you know?
So I'm that's what I'm saying. So, all right, let's think. Let's try to, I don't know, potentially come up with a you-go-first scenario.
How would anyone go... you go ahead. I have zero ideas on how an augmented reality game would have turns.
Okay. You're walking through Staples, the obvious carrier of You Mean Business. You want to buy this new game. You get your pager, open it up, all that stuff. Maybe whenever you activate your pager, your phone, your app, you know, whatever device this thing is coming in,
mm-hmm.
when you do that, you are like logged in, and maybe you have there's like a countdown timer. New players in areas are all logged in like a queue, and they all get added at the same time, so that way people aren't just kind of popping up randomly. But once you're in the game, you're in the game. There's no more queues. So you have your queue and you're waiting, and then whoever goes first, it could be based off of maybe how many sales you can do, like, in your real job, like real life. And I mean, if you're not involved in
but
sales,
you could like make up those numbers though, like,
I know, that's what I'm trying to think of.
Like, you have to send a copy of like an Excel spreadsheet with a pivot table on it to show your last figures. We'll know if you're lying.
That's it. We'll
know.
It's gotta be, yeah, it's gotta be, I want to see some figures. I want to see some convincing data, and I want to see, yeah, I want to see how well you can manipulate it and tell a story. You're really giving a presentation to us. And again, unfortunately, if you
this is a quarterly business review to just start playing the game.
Exactly. If you buy the game like a minute before the queue time is up and you join the queue, I'm sorry, that's just the luck of the draw. You're just not gonna place high. But if you buy it and you've got like a week before the next queue time is up, you can really work on that spreadsheet, email it to our database. And I'm still convinced that I want to legally change someone's name to Leaderboard. And Leaderboard will look it over and, you know,
just have one person just review all of the documents.
Yeah. I hope
that seems fair.
Yeah.
That seems like a decent amount of work for Leaderboard, but I think that's the only way that we can do this.
Yeah, and then, you know, Leaderboard decides which document is the best. And again, the best part about this too is that there's no bias. You the Leaderboard won't know who these people are, or, you know, their backgrounds or what they are. They're just going to get raw documents, and they are going to say, okay, first contract that comes goes to this person, and then so on and so forth, ranking them down however many there are. Bing, bang, boom.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to go. We mean business.
This person's like the sorting hat of the business world.
Oh, that's amazing. I like that.
Okay. We got to find someone really dedicated to their craft.
And they're willing to legally change their name.
Actually, even if they're not dedicated to their craft, as long as we can find someone who's willing to change their name to Leaderboard.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the start of this. Well, we've got some work to do then. We got to start putting, hey, if anyone listening knows someone who's willing to change their name to Leaderboard,
yeah,
we've got a pretty good business opportunity for them.
Yeah.
It requires a ton of work.
It's not going to be a lot of pay to start. I cannot imagine. I can only imagine this thing being deep, deep in debt upon starting up.
Yeah, but for the amount of junk that we're just going to have to acquire.
The amount of at least some kind of electronics that we're just going to be putting on shelves.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. Yeah.
The amount of raw material on initial investment is going to be cumbersome, but
you got to do this for the exposure. If you're going to be joining this, you should definitely do it for the exposure, because it's going to be great, your next opportunity after you change your name to Leaderboard.
Maybe the game too. And again, this will really, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff of salespeople. Maybe the game is like $500 or something like that.
Yeah, we only want the richest of salespeople. Well, that's how we know that you're even worth giving the game to.
Because you mean business. It's right there in the title. You mean business. And you are in it to play our, you know, augmented reality competition thing. But again, yeah, with that high buy-in, not only can we get this thing running and off the ground, but we can offer amazing prizes and stuff to the teams that rank first. I mean, maybe it's not just, you know, your top salesperson gets a trip to Hawaii. Maybe, who knows, maybe we could afford a whole team getaway to Hawaii and, you know, boom.
Yeah.
You just got yourself a trip to Hawaii for $500 and a year's worth of work.
It's a pretty good gamble if you think you're worth the salesman.
If you mean business.
Yeah, it could potentially be, like, the cheapest trip for you and your family to go to Hawaii that you wouldn't even know that you would have the opportunity to do that if you don't get the game.
I'm sorry, no, you can't bring your family. It's only you and your team.
Oh, okay. Only no family. Okay.
Yeah, only players.
If your family is also a salesperson,
yeah,
then
they
you
mean
can
business.
Bring your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your family means business, then yeah, absolutely bring them, but if they don't, they have to stay off the plane.
No. Yeah. I mean, they can pay for themselves. Obviously,
if they can sell this half bottle of Arm & Hammer cleaning solution, then we'll see if they mean business.
But they have to sell it for the expenses of a trip to Hawaii. So it's a hard sell.
You can't just sell it to each other. You can't just do that. We'll know. We'll understand.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, perfect game. 10 out of 10. You mean business. Look for it at your local Staples.
Yeah. Look for it at Staples. Is Office Max still a thing?
I think.
Best Buy. Best Buy would be a good one.
A Best Buy would probably... This would be... Yeah, you can find it in the electronics section at Best Buy.
Perfect.
Yeah. Go to your Geek Squad.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We are Miss Dunn Needs More Games. Couple little plugs. Pulling up the document. I'm a professional. Yes, that Twitter handle.
We mean
handle,
business.
We do mean business. Twitter handle, again, from the beginning, is PatchPotchRND. Come join our R&D program, and you can submit your amazing business-inspired and otherwise anything else-inspired board games. I mean, heck, if we'll create a whole national, you know, air quotes, sport in our board games, then heck, we'll probably do anything. And for other professional inquiries, we are also at patchpotchllc@gmail.com. And just to spell that out for you, it is PATCHPOTCH.
LLC.
Oh, yeah. Well, I assume
you,
that they
you
would
did
know.
Say it. Yeah, it was just an incomplete spelling. But yeah, that's basically the handle. So
I hope you can spell LLC. Well, I mean, it's, yeah, I guess it's just the letters.
Could be hard.
Yeah. It's not E L L E L L S E A. Well, wow. Now I'm thinking of a really good, like, kind of new handle that I can grab. All right. That's something for another time. Anything else you got, DJ?
Nope. That's pretty much it. Covered all the bases.
Cool. And just one last thing. Sorry. I should have added this in. If you enjoyed this, send it to your friends. Tell them about us. We love word of mouth, and we thoroughly appreciate you all listening and taking the time to come on down and listen to our amazing progress in board game creation.
And if you didn't enjoy this, send this to your enemies. Tell them it's the best thing you've ever heard, and then let them decide for themselves if it's truly awful or not.
There we go. Perfect. Sign off?
Yeah. If you can't handle the heat, stay out of the break room.
Bye.